paragraf gimel. V'ze bi'atzmoi ma'sho'iser Eretz Yisrael t'chilo bi'ad Kanaan v'achakach nitnu Yisrael. This will also explain why Eretz Yisrael was first in the hands of these other nations and only afterwards given to the Jews. Ki hakol echod, because it's all one. Ki Eretz Yisrael v'hatoira hakol echod. Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are all one. Ki ikar kiyum hatoira hu be'Eretz Yisrael. Because the main true fulfillment of the Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Vayiten lohem arza izgoyim, ba'avor yishmeru chugav yisayro isav. Hashem gave them the land of these other nations so that they will fulfill his laws and his Torah. So we see that Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are one. And as we find written in the Torah in many places, Ushmartem es habris hazois, you will uphold this covenant, the Torah, Boretz asher tiroshim, in that land that you will inherit. There are many psukim that show the solid connection between Eretz Yisrael and the Torah, and the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. The Alkin, and therefore, Im Hashem Yisbarach Moiser Eretz Yisrael, Li Yisrael, Miyad Beis Priyas Olam, had Hashem given over the land of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people immediately upon creating the world, V'loy Hoysa Bershus Akum Klal Mitchila, and Eretz Yisrael would not have been in the possession of the non-Jews at all in the beginning, V'hoyom Izgale Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Miyad, but rather, right away when Hashem created the world, he would give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, and the holiness of Jewish people would be, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael would be activated immediately. Azai, that would have meant that Tekev Kisho Yisrael Choytim Chasashon, that the moment the Jews transgress, the moment they go against the Torah, they commit a sin, Hoyo Ha'oretz Mekiyoisam, Eretz Yisrael would have spit them out, it would have evicted us. And then the holiness of Eretz Yisrael would have gone into hiding, and it would have become impossible to ever reveal the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael again. Would have been all over. Therefore, it was mandatory that the husk, the peel, should come first, and only then the fruit itself. Shetia Eretz Yisrael Mesura Biyad Knan Kol Kach Shonim, that Eretz Yisrael be given over to these other nations for so many years. Ube'emes Gamoz Beis Shoy Eretz Yisrael Biyad Knan Gamoz Hoyse Eretz Yisrael Begdushosa Komo Yachshov. Rav Nosson Zal says, don't make a mistake. Even during all of those years that Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of those Goyim, they lived there, Eretz Yisrael still had its Kedusha, like it has it today. Ki Kedushas Eretz Yisrael kviya v'kayma lo'olam, because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is something that is permanently established. You can't erase it. You can't shut it off. Just like Shabbos. Shabbos is not declared by the rabbis or by anybody else. Shabbos is established. From that first Shabbos, after Hashem created the world, every seventh day is Shabbos. Every seventh day is holy. Rak shohisa kedushoso ne'elemes moid behelem godel. It's just that while Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of those other nations, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael was very hidden. And nobody knew about the holiness of this land ad shebo Avram Avinu l'shalom, until Avram Avinu came along v'tokal betiklo. And he weighed everything. He examined everything. He measured. He kept trying by process of elimination to try to figure out who's in charge of this place, who created this place, who made this world. Ad de'izgalyalei, until Hashem revealed himself to him. Ki Avraham daiko hoya yochoy lahaschil legalos hakdusha, because Avram Avinu was the best candidate to start revealing the Kedusha. You know why? Ki Avraham hoyo ish ha-chesed. Because Avraham Avinu was the man of chesed. Umidosei chesed. Avraham Avinu corresponds to the sphere of chesed. Alkein hoyo yochel leida me'agdusha ha-ne'elemes beretz Yisrael. Therefore, he was able to get to know about the holiness that's hidden in Eretz Yisrael, shehu b'chinas chesed chinam, which is that free, unconditional kindness, b'chinas ha-toira ha-ne'elemes, that hidden Torah, shehoyo mekayim ha-oilam koydam matan Torah, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was officially given, shezeh ha-chesed hoyo ne'elem b'Eretz Yisrael. It's that same chesed that was hidden in Eretz Yisrael while these other nations were there. Ki Eretz Yisrael v'ha-Torah ha-koil echod. Because Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are one. V'alkein daikol yidei ha-chesed hazeh hoilchem v'koif shem Eretz Yisrael m'ra'akum kanal. And therefore, it's only through this chesed chinam, this unconditional love and kindness, that the Jewish people today are able to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, min ha'akum, to take it away from the other nations. Kimavoyer b'mayim ranal, as Rabbein Nazal explains very clearly in that Torah Likutim Ran, Torah Ayin Ches and Likutim Ran Tanina. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Bereishis bara lekim es Hashem v'oretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Va'om Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Yitzchok said about this, V'yoh Yitzorach laschla Torah elam echoydesh ezolechem. The Torah should really have begun from the first one of the mitzvahs, HaChodesh Zelochem. So why does Hashem give this long introduction? You know why? She'elashim yoimru listematem. Because it's so that if these other nations will come along and accuse the Jewish people of stealing, that we robbed their land, meshivalehem, we can respond to them, hu bro, Hashem created everything. Bereishis bara lekim es hashamayim ve'ha'aretz. Birtzoino nisano lehem. Or with his will, he gave it to you, and with his will, he decided to take it away from you and give it to us. Nimtza shal yidei sheyoyden shashim izbor abor esoylam ba'asorom amore shebohem nivrok shebohem ne'elam kol ha-toyr shebohem ha-toyr ne'elam shebohem ha-chesed chinam kanal. So therefore, we conclude that through the fact that they know, they realize that Hashem created the world with 10 statements, Shebohem ne'elam kol ha-toyra, in which is hidden the entire Torah. Shubchinas ha-toyra ne'elamis, that's that hidden Torah. Bechinas chesed chinam, that free kindness. Ha-yidei zeh yecholon lichboish Eretz Yisrael. That's what gives us the ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael. U'bishvil zeh hoyo behechruch shetir Eretz Yisrael t'chil b'yad kanan v'yachakach nitna l'Yisrael. And it's for this reason that Eretz Yisrael had to first be in the hands of these other nations, and only afterwards be given to us. Kiim hoya tchila b'yad Yisrael, because if Eretz Yisrael would have started out in our possession, in possession of the Jews, azai kishi Yisrael hoyu choytin, then when the Jews would have sinned, v'hoyu goylem nimena, and we would have been evicted from Eretz Yisrael, thrown out, we would have been exiled from Eretz Yisrael, v'hoyu sanim seres lakom, and Eretz Yisrael would have been given away to these other nations, loy hoya be'efsher lohoytzi oretz oyt miyodam. We would never have been able to take Eretz Yisrael back from them. Ki yoimru, because they would say, listmatem, you're a bunch of thieves. Me'acha shekvar nitno lohem ba'avoineinu. Once Eretz Yisrael was taken away from us because of our sins and given to them because of our sins, it would have been the end. Aval achshav, but the way that Hashem went about handling it, Gilo Hashem Yisborach, Hashem revealed, V'hischel ha-Torah b'Bereishis. And he started off the Torah with the word Bereishis in the beginning, B'shvil Galois, in order to show, Shegam mikoydim, k'shoyis ha-oretz mesura b'yodom, ha-koil hoya b'retzayne Yisborach. That even before, prior to the Jewish people coming into Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael was in the hand of the Goyim, it was because that was the will of Hashem. Ki hu yisbor abro, Hashem created it, uberetzoina in a son of Lehem, and with his will, he gave it to them. Umeach hashu yisborach beretzoina in a son of Lehem, and once we establish that Hashem with his rotzoin gave Eretz Yisrael to these other nations, nimtzo, שגם אז, כשהוא יישא הורץ ביודם, היו גם כן מלובוש ונעלם וניסטר שם רצוני יסברך. That even while Eretz Israel was in the hand of these other nations, there was hidden in that the will of Hashem. Shehu bechinas ha-Torah ha-Ne'elemes. That's the hidden Torah, the hidden Hashem, the hidden will of Hashem is the hidden Hashem, which is the hidden Torah. Bechinas chesed chinam, which is synonymous with that free kindness. Ki beretzoyno nosno lehem, we said, with Hashem, with His will, gave it to them. Beretzoyno idaiko, the word ratzoyn, which means will, shehu bechinas chesed chinam, ha-Torah ne'elemes now. The word ratzoyn is also a nickname for the keser, for the crown of Hashem, which is the source of this chesed chinam. It's the Torah ne'elemes, it's the nistar, the hidden aspect of Hashem. And because of the fact that then also there was hidden in Eretz Yisrael the Ratzon of Hashem, which is this Torah ne'elemes, al kein bevadai onu yecholim lichbosh haaretz miyadam. That assures us that we do have the ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael even after the other nations are there. Ki beretzayna in eson olam or beretzayna natolam in eson olano. Because with Hashem's will, He gave it to them. And again, that was before we did any sins. There wasn't any sins. There were no Jews at the time, period. We're talking about before the Torah was officially given. Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of the Canaanim. What sustained it? The Ratzon of Hashem, the Chesed Chinam, the Torah Ne'elemes, that's what sustained it. Ki be'emes gam oz, kishoysa biyodom, hoysa hakdusha ne'elemes sham. Because then also, when Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of these other nations, the holiness was hidden in Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas ha-Torah ne'elemes, that hidden Torah. Rak shehoya behelem godle, it's just that it was very hidden. V'achshav, and now, on Urak Megalin Kiddushasa, we're only revealing that holiness, U'moitzien oisami helem alagoli, and we're taking it out from that state of hiddenness to a revealed state. V'hovein heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. V'alkein, and therefore, k'shechotu Yisrael acharkach, when the Jews sinned afterwards, and we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael as a result of our sins, and Hashem once again gave Eretz Yisrael over to those other nations, Eretz Yisrael still retained its holiness, because the holiness is hidden in Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas ha-Torah ha-Ne'elemes, just like that hidden Torah. Chesed chinam, that freebie kindness of Hashem. Shehoya ne'elem b'Eretz Yisrael mikoidem, which was hidden in Eretz Yisrael earlier, be'eis shehoysa b'yad Kanan batchila, when it was in the hands of these other nations at the time of right after creation. V'alkein onu metzapem b'choleis lo shuv la'artzeinu. And this is what gives us the hope and the yearning to return at any moment to Eretz Yisrael. Ki onu yoidim shegam achshav kol horetz shelonu hu. Because we know that today also, look how Rav Nosson Zal chooses his words. He could have said Eretz Yisrael shelonu. He didn't. He said kol horetz shelonu. The entire Eretz Yisrael is ours. Rak shehu behelam godel. It's just that it's very hidden. V'loy dai. Not only do we have the ability to restore that Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, to turn it on again, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, every place that the Jews go into and settle there, we have the ability to conquer that place from the Sitra Achra and to sanctify it, to elevate it to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki anu yoidim u'maminim shekol oretz shel Hashem yisborach. Because we know and we believe that the entire world is Hashem's. And with Hashem's will, he gave it to these other nations. And therefore, even now, while Eretz Yisrael is in their hands, there is still hidden and cloaked in Eretz Yisrael the will of Hashem. And it's with this faith that we believe that Hashem created the world with these 10 statements. And with His will, He decided to give Eretz Yisrael to these other nations. That makes it easy for us to take Eretz Yisrael out of the possession of these other nations. Merushuso akum vasitrachra, to take it out of the possession of the goyim and the sitrachra, ulekatshoi begdusha Eretz Yisrael, bebechinas Eretz Yisrael, and to sanctify it, to give it the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of the ulekatshoi begdushas Yisrael, to sanctify it with the holiness of the Jewish people, bechinas Eretz Yisrael, the land of Yisrael, of the Jewish people. Because with His will, Hashem gave it to these other nations. With His will, He takes it away from them and gives it to us. And again, Ratzon, this Ratzon is another word for the Toiro Ne'elemes, the Chesed Chinam. Because even earlier, it was ours in hidden form. And now we're just revealing that which was originally hidden. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this very, very thoroughly in the Torah and the Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Ches. Shegam achshav, that nowadays also, bekol mokam sheYisrael boim shom, any place where the Jewish people arrive and they settle over there, we have the ability to sanctify that place, to elevate it to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, al yidei bechina hanal, through what we've discussed over here. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this very, very well. This is the end of paragraph Gimel. In the next paragraph, Dalid, Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining the mitzvah of Mila and how that ties into this whole introduction.